Muscaloo, mountains of the moons, the widest of all, Amphitrites between horses, Partigo, Ocotillo, and lilting songs, the trailer, that's racing about 5-6 lengths off the leader. Taylor's Version is the leader. Iceberg Rose second. Mountains of the Moon is back in third position. Miss Galore is fourth. Then comes Nebulous. Behind that, Amphitrite, Ocotillo on the inside. Then Party Girl and Lilting Songs, the trailer, about 8 or 9 off the leader. Bowdy Swing into the stretch and Taylor's Version, the leader. Iceberg Rose is right there. Mountains of the Moon, then Miss Galore. On the outside of that is Nebulous, followed by Ocotillo, and on the outside, Amphitrite. Top of the lane, Taylor's Version continues to lead it. Iceberg Rose, Miss Galore. On the inside, Ocotillo is trying to have a go at the leader. Coming to the 200, and Taylor's Version still goes. Ocotillo on the inside, Iceberg Rose, and on the outside, Miss Galore. Taylor's Version still clings to the lead over the last 100. Ocotillo is trying to close it down. Taylor's Version just the leader from Ocotillo, and Taylor's Version will win it. Ocotillo second, Iceberg Rose ran third, and Party Girl ran fourth. That's Taylor's Version, Dezonlo, well done. He gets to his next winner. He was looking for it today, and Taylor's Version, the Rafif, Candace Bass, Dezonlo, and he took it to the lead shortly after the start and made all the running, the Rafif. They win it for Beaumont Stud, third win from 16 for AJ Brandt and Mateus, and they win it. And win it well. Number 3, 5 Rand 60. The tote favorite, number 1, Miss Galore. That ends up tote favorite. Just get that all corrected. Xena's Act was the late scratching. Iceberg Rose further back. Then came Party Girl. Further back is Miss Galore. But here's Taylor's Version. The filly by Rafif. And as I say, a third win from 16 outings. And Taylor's Version is victorious. So well done to all of the connections. And to Candace Bass, running of the fifth, back to the various studios.